Community colleges in New Jersey are fighting to maintain the same level of state funding this year. Governor Phil Murphy's budget allocates $149 million, which is a cut of $20 million compared to a year ago. Community colleges say these cuts are in the way of making college affordable for students. WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports.
Funding for community colleges in the Garden State is a little easier to explain. It is a single-line allocation in the governor's budget proposal, which is then divided among the state's 18 community colleges through a formula, which does not take into account various economic factors. In a nutshell, it's different from the state's formula for public schools.
We are proud that our formula is now a performance-based formula. It honors the vital role that our colleges play in enrollment, in enrolling adult students, in expanding access to higher education, to helping students graduate.
Dr. Aaron Fichtner is president of the New Jersey Council of County Colleges. He explains their formula ensures that the smallest colleges have adequate funding, then other metrics come into play.
The number of students who have enrolled, the number of students who enroll from lower income populations receiving state and federal aid, the number of students who are from groups that have been underrepresented in higher education, and the number of students who are graduating.
The state aid is supposed to be a third of how the colleges are funded. The counties are supposed to contribute a third, with the remainder coming from student tuition. But in practice,
we've never lived up to those commitments in New Jersey, and so tuition now accounts for 55% of the cost of running the colleges.
Fichtner says state aid becomes even more important as the colleges work to keep tuition affordable. Community colleges are known for serving very diverse student populations. Their student body often includes learners who are the first in their family to attend college.
We had a couple of them said, you know, they came here from another country as immigrants. They were in the ESL program. They got past that to learn English, and they're now graduating. But had it not been for the financial support, they would not be able to do that.
Dr. Barbara Gaba leads Atlantic Cape Community College. She was surprised at what the governor proposed. As it stands right now, her college will lose $1.4 million in state funding.
That's a big cut. Something we did not expect and something that we did not plan for.
Other community colleges are in the same boat. Bergen Community College in North Jersey, for example, would see a $1.8 million cut in its state funding. Kaylee Cazada is a political science student at the college. She testified at a Senate Budget Committee hearing at NJIT back in March. She called attending community college one of her best life decisions that saved her family from further financial burden.
I also had access to resources such as a food pantry when feeling hungry after class or after track practices, emergency funding for bus passes, mental health counseling, advising for transferring, and free professional clothing to represent Bergen as SGA president and an intern for Congressman Gottheimer.
Like Quezada, other students from across the Garden State testified before Senate and Assembly committees, sharing similar stories of how community college shaped their future. For Dr. Gaba, the cut Atlantic Cape is facing may pause expansion plans for two of the school's known programs, culinary and nursing. This year's graduation speaker for the college's Academy of Culinary Arts is an alum, James Hennessy, who is executive chef at the Lincoln Philly. He chose Atlantic Cape over a bigger school with a well-known culinary program after he and his mom visited the campus.
We felt that love and the passion from not only that student, but that vibe of kind of home and that warmth that you didn't get from the other place.
Like the Culinary Academy, the nursing program at Atlantic Cape is a very sought-after program. It will hold their pinning ceremony later in the day. Laurencia Nadi, assistant director of the Nursing Simulation and Skill Lab, explains the program simulates a real hospital setting where students can apply their clinical skills and gain hands-on experience.
When they come up to this stage, we believe that they had a good knowledge of the content, the skills, and the clinical experience. And then here, we kind of simulate a scenario that looks like stuff that are going on in the hospital.
For now, these programs are primarily based at Atlantic Cape's campus in Atlantic County. Dr. Gaba wants to expand these programs to their Cape May County campus.
Cape May County is about 30 miles from here. So in order to provide what the people there need, we try to take those programs to Cape May County.
But the proposed cut in the state's aid to community colleges will delay those plans.
Who's going to teach the courses? You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That all has a ripple effect of you have to hire people to teach the courses.
It's not clear what the final number will be for community colleges. That will ultimately be decided by the governor and the two leaders of the legislature. It will likely be towards the end of the month before anyone finds out. Until then, the expansion plans and any dreams of new programs and courses are on hold. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.